This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Nursing shortages are forcing hospitals to close beds, hire temporary nurses at great expense, and possibly provide less than optimal care to patients. The problem is not just that people aren't going into nursing, but also that existing nurses aren't going into education. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Kara Lofton reports.
Anna Kent is a certified nurse practitioner who works as a midwife. As part of her job, she supervises medical and graduate nursing students.
I find that teaching challenges me as a provider, and because I always have to stay on top of what's new and what's best, and I would love to teach more. There are a lot of disincentives to doing that.
The main disincentive to teach full-time is financial.
I would make about a third of what I'm making.
In West Virginia, nurse practitioners earn an average of around $93,000 a year, while nursing faculty with graduate degrees earn around $59,000. Ron Moore is the recently retired vice president for nursing at Charleston Area Medical Center.
Unless you really have a desire and a passion to be a nurse educator, we don't see people migrating to that field because of the pay.
CAMC currently has about a 300 nurse workforce shortage. Moore says without qualified nursing faculty to teach the people who want to be in a nursing program, states like West Virginia aren't going to be able to graduate enough nurses to meet the needs of its aging population. Tony DiCiacchio is president of the West Virginia Nurses Association.
So without an adequate workforce, hospitals can't function to their capacity. And we've seen that. We've seen hospitals have to close portions of a hallway or an entire floor or an entire wing when they don't have adequate RN staffing.
But nursing programs are trying new strategies to bring more people into the profession. For instance, schools are launching online nursing programs. But the reach is limited because parts of rural West Virginia don't have access to the broadband needed for students to take the classes. And Moore says CAMC launched a new Junior Nursing Academy this summer to try and get middle school students interested in the profession. But even if those students want to go into nursing when they're older, there may not be a spot for them in a nursing program. And until salaries improve for nurse educators, the shortage of teachers is unlikely to change. In Charleston, West Virginia, I'm Kara Lofton for Marketplace.